Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. Hosts of the TV show Beacon Retirement Strategies on Channel 4 every Saturday morning. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Well, 2019 is in the books, and now we're in 2020. Can you believe it? 2020 could bring new challenges, especially for anyone nearing retirement. Maybe that's you. So why would there be new challenges that you should be aware of? Well, we are 10 years plus in this raging and aging bull market. So sooner or later, that does have to come to an end. Next, we're back to almost 0% interest rates again on CDs and savings, which, you know, certain people in retirement want to get a decent return on their just kind of savings money. Unpredictable trade wars, ongoing geopolitical rest, you know, we could go on and on. And one of the most divisive presidential elections coming up that we've ever seen in our time or perhaps even any time. Yeah. Every single one of these issues could have a significant impact on your retirement savings. So addressing those and being aware of those, having a plan for those, very, very important. So it could be so important as to either spell the difference between success or failure when it comes to these challenges in your retirement this year.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here in studio with you this morning. Today, we're doing a deep dive into this new year, this 2020 year, and we're looking at strategies for your money as we get into 2020, because many of the strategies that have worked for the past, like Pete said, 10 years, they may no longer apply. And so it's critical you're proactive to make some adjustments here and now before it's too late, or otherwise you end up paying the price for what could be decades to come. So 2020 could be a whole new ballgame, John.
Well, that's true. So coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about four smart money moves for 2020 that could help grow and protect your retirement savings. This is going to include things like how some surprisingly simple strategies to generate income in a low interest rate world. You know, Pete, you talked about that. Mm-hmm. Really low interest rates. Going to continue to see low interest rates. Yep. Why relying on a one-size-fits-all strategy to claim Social Security could cost you significantly more money than what you think. And that's money, by the way, that you and your family are owed. Plus, the one thing to do now that could help save a small fortune in taxes in retirement, which is going to be a huge issue in the future.
Yeah, it's coming. So this is what this comes directly from MarketWatch, guys. The mother of all bubbles could blow up the economy if profits don't improve. Article goes on to say that at the end of any economic cycle, we often get warnings that appear to be unrelated, only in hindsight to realize that they were not random at all. Here's the kicker, the key part of this article. Investors saw this during the run-up and aftermath of the housing bubble. And here's the kicker, we're seeing it now. And so the first smart money move that we really want to dig into this morning is setting yourself up in a position where you can protect your portfolio.
Okay. Yeah, exactly that. And listen, very few people truly know how much risk is in their portfolio or how to protect it or anything that they need to do. But here's what we do know. In the last 10 years, even though there have been ups and downs even in those 10 years, over that period, people that have growth money in the market should have made and have made really good returns on their money. So however they were allocated, which, you know, 10 years ago, we were all 10 years younger. So I was 50, now I'm 60.
Yeah.
So when you're 50, you feel like, okay, maybe I'm 15 years away from retirement. So I got 15 years so you can kind of, you know, really put it out there.
Yeah.
But at 60, not so. But here's the thing. How I was positioned at age 50, if I haven't made corrections along the way and rebalanced and protected along the way, I'm significantly more risky today with my money because of how much the growth money has grown compared to 10 years ago, and it really should be the opposite. So again, keeping that in mind, the chances of a bear market have to be growing.
Yeah.
They are growing. The signs are there. We're not hoping for it. We're not saying it's tomorrow. We're saying this is a perfect time to rebalance in your risk, to protect your portfolio. And according to CNBC, for the first time in history, the U.S. economy has started and ended a decade without a recession. So usually when that's the case, for the next 10 years.
Absolutely. That's huge.
Yeah. So it's interesting. MarketWatch had an article from Stanley Druckenmiller. Now try and say that five times. He's one of Wall Street's most successful investors. And what he says investors should be aware of are three events that could, doesn't mean they're going to, but they could knock assets into a bear market. So his three things to look out for that could potentially do that are a change of leadership in the White House, regardless of whether you like President Trump or not, that could cause some issues in the economy.
Sure.
We're going to find that out later this year. Enough inflation that the Fed is going to start tightening. Eventually, the Fed is going to have to start tightening. And if we had a credit event, and if you look at the credit markets, it is very obvious, according to Stanley Druckenmiller, that you've got a lot of bad apples out there that are not being exposed because of the interest costs are so low, one of them being the U.S. government. So who knows what's going to happen in the credit markets? I would add to this, and I would challenge people to go Google this. Again, what drives 70% of our economy is consumer spending. People spending money is a good thing. People having a large amount of debt is not a good thing.
Right.
And household debt, not our country's debt, that too. Household debt in America right now is at an all-time high. Sooner or later, people are going to have to stop spending so much money, they're going to have to pay for that debt.
You're absolutely right, John. I think you make a really good point. And then we see that stuff in the headlines, and we're seeing it more and more. And it's almost like you can't help but pay attention to it. But we're seeing things like, to your point, John, negative yielding debt. We're seeing the global trade conflict out there. People are having to pay attention to that now when it comes to their finances. Not to mention the collapsing manufacturing that we're seeing seems to be becoming more and more common now. And every cycle seems to be ending with excess.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line here is that it's going to be an interesting year.
No doubt.
And I would say hang on to your hat and grab on for dear life and let's get ready. But it's going to be interesting. And what a perfect time in January, February, early in the year to really sit down and get a second opinion, to get a review and really find out about your rebalancing and diversifying before it's too late. I think that's a really good idea to do. Regardless if changes or massive changes need to be made, wouldn't you want to know where you're at? Very few people know exactly how much risk they're taking. So I want to ask you a question, if that's you. When's the last time that you seriously updated or rebalanced your investments? For many people, if you were honest, it's been many years, if not several years even. And that's how you could get yourself into real trouble, especially with the stock market at all-time highs.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the single most important thing you could do right now is to update and rebalance your portfolio. I really believe that.
Amen.
Including the investments inside of your IRA, your 401ks, your retirement accounts, even potentially some of your non-IRA accounts. But this is more complicated than just a simple mix of stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. We can show you the strategies that could help you generate higher returns or more income potentially, well, at the same time, also potentially reducing your risk.
Reducing the risk. And that's a good point, John. I think that's really important and critical for what Beacon can do, because everybody's out there looking for the growth. But few people, to your point, Pete, until it really hits the bottom, they're not really worried about risk. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we really want people kind of educating the market on, want them to really start looking at that risk that they have. So again, there's no cost for this initial analysis, which is part of our 2020 Retirement Planning Portfolio Review. Now, I know that's a mouthful, but basically that means it's a comprehensive look at your portfolio. We want to make sure that you're in the best position you can be in as you go into 2020 here and that you're prepared. So it is, again, just what it sounds like, a full comprehensive review of your portfolio. So if you've saved more than $100,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers into the show this morning at 615-619-1615. So if you're out there, you've made this year a goal this year to take control of your money, well, this might be the very next best step that you can make. And we'll show you how you can do more with your money while at the same time reducing that risk. So give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615. 615. Again, that number 615-619-1615.
So coming up next, the one thing to do right now that could help you save possibly a small fortune in taxes when you retire. You don't want to miss that, so stick around.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
Well, folks, you may have a very unpleasant surprise waiting for you when you retire. Do you know what that is? Well, it's taxes. And I would say that very few people are not going to have an unpleasant surprise as it relates to taxes and retirement. But there's one thing that could help you dramatically reduce that big tax bill that you're going to have in retirement. It's what we call forward-looking tax planning.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben and Krista here with you today. We're talking about four smart money moves you can make in 2020 that you need to be aware of because they could help you grow and protect your retirement savings. So we've already looked at protecting your portfolio by rebalancing at least a minimum once a year. So coming up this segment, we're going to explore the difference between tax preparation and tax planning and how tax planning, having a forward-looking tax plan, could help you legally pay fewer taxes in retirement. And John, as we look at taxes, of course, that's a major subject when it comes to retirement plan, a major part. It's even one of the five pillars that we call out and something that a lot of people, particularly January, February, as we go into tax season, they start looking at. And we would argue that it's something you really want to be looking at all year. But particularly this time of the year, you have a lot of people looking at that. And that's something I know that you and Pete spend a lot of time talking about at dinner seminars each month. And so what seminars do we have coming up for those people that are thinking, hey, I really need to start looking and paying attention to my taxes when it relates to my retirement planning? What do we have coming up that they can look at?
Well, there's some great events. And I'll just add to that, that a couple things happen. Pete and I have seen this for almost 20 years. Every year we get into January and people make themselves promises, New Year's resolutions, whether they're finally going to sit down and they're going to address planning. They're going to finally sit down. They're going to look at their taxes and see if they can improve. In the meantime, what's happening is the time clock is ticking. You know, when you talk about tax reform, when tax reform was passed, the rates we have today, which are historically low, are only to 2025. And Pete and I always tell people that good planning, tax planning, or financial planning doesn't happen overnight. The sooner you get started, the better off it is. But this is a huge topic that we talk about at our seminars. We've got a couple seminars that are coming up here that we want to talk to people about. In Murfreesboro, if you're in the Murfreesboro area, on January 21st, we have a seminar. We're going to be talking about taxes and general core philosophies on the 21st at the Parthenon Grill in Murfreesboro. That's a great restaurant. Come out. We'd love to shake your hand and meet you. And then if you're in the Hendersonville or Goodlettsville or Gallatin area, we're going to be at the Bluegrass Country Club in Hendersonville on February 20th and 25th. So about the time you start getting all your tax forms and that starts really heating up, you get ready to do your tax prep for the year, you can come and we're going to talk about taxes and where we believe some incredible opportunities are going to be for you and your family. So in Murfreesboro, January 21st, and in Hendersonville, the Bluegrass Country Club, February 20th and 25th. And one thing that I might just mention that is not along the lines of taxes, but, you know, we now have a healthcare expert, and there's a ton of questions around Medicare.
That's right.
And it is correlated because depending on how you take your income, that could actually increase your Medicare premium substantially. Mm-hmm. So our Medicare expert in our office is going to be holding a lunch and learn in Cool Springs at our headquarters in our Client Learning Center on January 29th. So if you have questions about Medicare, you can call our office and attend that. Come have lunch with us. And that's a subject that, believe it or not, has to do with your taxes, too. So a lot of great events that are coming up. We'd love to meet folks and shake their hand.
Yeah, and if that sounds like something you want to go ahead and mark on your calendar, give us a call today, 615-619-1615, and just ask, tell them which event you're looking to go to. Or you can always jump online at askbeaconnow.com and find a list of those events as well. Yeah. So, guys, here's from MarketWatch. The most surprising and complex set of retirement rules that boomers must navigate drum roll, we know this, is the maze of retirement taxes. Mm. I mean, we know rules are lengthy when it comes to taxes, and the penalties are either medium, high, or it seems like extra high, especially when you start looking at RMDs with a penalty of 50%. I mean, Pete, that's astronomical.
It is.
One other thing that I saw in this article from MarketWatch that I thought was really profound is it says that when you add it all up, for an individual with at least $1 million in retirement savings, the hidden taxes alone can equate to over $61,000 lost over the course of retirement. Mm. That's big. So number two this morning on the second list of smart money moves for 2020 is to put yourself in a position, Pete, where you can reduce your taxes. Very important.
Well, being tax smart, it's just going to be so vital going forward. It always has. But hey, if you heard us talk about that last year, hang on to your hat. We're gonna talk about it way more this year. A lot of things have happened to make it even a bigger item. And about 5% of you really got the message last year. And we're preaching that sermon loudly to the other 95%.
That's
we
right.
hope that you will react this year, because we love here at Beacon helping people with forward-looking tax strategies, because you need to really put yourself in the position to reduce your taxes. Retirement can be a 20 to 30 year period, and what you pay in taxes could be astronomical. And every day, John, to your point, that you get ahead of the game and begin to plan for that can put significant money in your pocket, possibly. So these are taxes on your IRA. And most people, when they come in here, if they have $500,000, $1 million, $2 million saved up, 80 to 85% of those savings are in IRA or 401k. It's before taxed money. It's felt good all these years.
Right.
It isn't going to feel so good when you start bringing the money out.
Well, you know, Pete, this is kind of interesting, because just last week we were in Scottsdale, Arizona, talking at a conference and speaking about taxes to advisors. Mm. And you and I fundamentally believe that taxes are going to go up just by the size of the national debt. I mean, it's in our opinion, a mathematical certainty. Mm-hmm. So the government's going to pay the debt. I mean, we can all agree to that. And they if you had put it this way, I'm not a gambler, but if you had to bet $20 on whether the government was going to cut spending or increase taxes to pay for the debt, which of those would you pick? So, well, if you fall on the side that the government is probably not going to cut spending, they're probably going to increase taxes, then I'm going to tell you better do some forward-looking tax planning. Now, we get asked questions all the time, what's the difference between tax planning and tax preparations? That's a great question. Tax preparation is where you go to a CPA and they look in the rearview mirror at last year's taxes and see how they might be able to get you some write-offs and save you a little bit of money on taxes. And you know what? They have a role, and that's really good.
Yeah.
Tax preparation, forward-looking tax preparation, is where we're looking forward based on what we know to be true today about the tax codes and what we believe to be true about the future. And we're essentially saying, how can we be efficient in our taxes to not eliminate taxes, but to reduce them over time and going forward to make your situation more tax favorable? And you want to have considerations which include things like the timing of your income, timing of purchases, and planning for expenditures. Tax planning strategies can include saving for retirement in an IRA or engaging a tax loss harvesting solution. So there's lots of things that you need to look at, but the point is you need to look at it.
You may be sitting there this morning, you're listening, and you're thinking, like many people do, that these strategies are only for the ultra wealthy. But that's simply not the case. In fact, these simple strategies are available to most Americans. The problem is most people just simply, Pete, they don't know that they exist. To learn about these strategies, give us a call to see how much money you could actually save. Call us again this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number is 615-619-1615.
Well, coming up next, your options to turn your savings and investments into an income workhorse. Stick around.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
The three most important words in retirement, here they are: income, income, and income. But with record low interest rates being the new norm, how will you generate income without betting the farm?
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here today in studio, sitting beside John and Pete. Now we're talking, diving into the four smart money moves in 2020 that can help you grow and protect your retirement savings. Extremely important. So coming up this segment, we're going to look at some often overlooked, ignored options to generate income in retirement. Plus, we're going to talk about how you could get more income from those Social Security benefits. That's a big one, Pete. And so I know there are listeners this morning that they're like, beginning of the year, it's time to get my financial house in order. They're trying to make sure that they even start setting up that retirement plan the right way so that it's going to grow. But again, minimizing risk, because I think a lot of people are starting to realize the political environment, the geopolitical environment, there's a lot of unrest here. And like you said earlier, this is going to be an interesting year for sure. So as these people are listening and they're thinking, I need to get my financial house in order, you and John spend a lot of time each month sitting with 20, 30, 40 people at some dinner events and just really educating them on the things they need to know, the basics of retirement planning. What events do you guys have coming up that someone listening could join you at?
Well, we don't want to just be reactive. We want to be proactive. So we want to get the information in your hands before it's too late. So some of you, in the next year, year and a half, you're going to be making the decision about Medicare. We have a healthcare specialist in our office that address all your questions about that, long-term care, and other healthcare issues for retirement. It's on January the 29th here in our office. Give us a call, 615-619-1615, if you want to come to this free workshop and get that great information. And then, if you're in the Murfreesboro area, or if that's close by within a 30-minute drive, on the 21st of this month, we have a seminar there talking about taxes, income, healthcare, estate planning, and more. That's 21st of January. And then, up in the Hendersonville area, February 20 and 25. So get on the list quickly, because they fill up. 615-619-1615.
So a subject that we talk a lot about, and I don't even know how you can really even have a healthy retirement plan without talking about this a lot, and that's income. And it's because income is going to be the lifeblood of your retirement. And if you're already retired, you know this at heart. Income, income, income is what it's all about. And it's the only thing that can help you ensure that you make sure that your money is there in place for you so that you...
that you don't outlive
your
money.
You don't outlive your money. And that's a really good thing, right? That's what a lot of people are even tuning in this morning to figure out, hey, I don't want to fall in that same boat because I've seen my neighbors, I've seen other family members that have fallen into that trap. And so the smart money move that we're talking about right now, this segment, our third smart money move, is to generate diversified income. And here's the kicker, guys. In the face of, John, you mentioned earlier, those low interest rates that we're dealing with.
No, they're anemic interest rates, you know. And so when Investopedia said that years ago, retirement income was often purchased as a three-legged stool, right? I mean, you think about the boomers. And, of course, the boomers right now, the market's done well. They're feeling really good. But when the market doesn't do well, a lot of the boomers don't feel good at all because they don't have what their parents had. You know, some surveys indicate that upwards of 80+% of people in the boomer generation, and it's now 70 million strong retiring, is concerned about, are they going to be able to support their lifestyle for as long as they live in retirement? And the real question is, am I going to have the income, right, Pete? I mean, we see that all the time. And for the boomers' parents, they had Social Security, they had pensions, and no debt. And if they had savings, it was probably in a bank making who knows what, but not 1% or less. But now most people don't have pensions. Social Security doesn't get, you know, the cost of living adjustments all the time that it used to get. And, you know, savings are less. And now you're much more dependent for your income on your savings.
I saw an article from Yahoo Finance, and this just was posted toward the end of December of 2019. Says the Federal Reserve held interest rates steady and messaged that it could continue to maintain rates, again, maintain these low rates where they are through 2020. And so, I mean, what they're saying is they're going to, the Federal Open Market Committee elected to keep rates at the current target range between 1.5% and 1.75%. So I think we it's kind of safe to say that they're not going to be raising rates anytime soon. If the economy heads south, the feds will probably step in with further rate cuts, Pete.
Well, the bank is just not going to be a viable option in the near future,
right,
or whatever. So you have to look at other sources. So we talk to people all the time about having diversified income. It doesn't mean there aren't some things out there that produce yield that can make 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, sometimes even 7%. Would you like to know what those are? Well, we talk to our clients about them all the time. And yes, they are out there. They're out there right now. It's not a hoax. It's not a gimmick. There are plenty of people that have them. You just have to take the time to look. So do you have a diversified income plan? You know, like, okay, so one way to, you know, give you income is to maximize your Social Security.
Well, Pete, back to your point, you said, you know, a lot of this hinges on Social Security benefits. And
well, that's
something
the cornerstone
that we're
right
going
there.
To, you know, Beacon certainly relies on looking at first and foremost. And there's valid reason for that. I mean, here's Investopedia. You know, think of Social Security benefits as an annuity for your lifetime. And Social Security is the only 8% guaranteed investment around. And who's it backed by? It's backed by the federal government. That's a great place to start when you're looking at kind of that horizon of where do I start with a diversified income plan. And then Forbes even follows up on that and says Social Security benefits function as a $1.5 million annuity. And so should be considered again. Here's another another quill in the hat, the foundation of your overall retirement game plan.
Yeah, well, and Social Security is the foundational component of your income plan and retirement, but it's not just Social Security. But I will tell you that you want to make sure that you have a plan, because you talk about how we approach it with clients. Well, Pete, it's a lot different. In fact, I talk to people all the time that come in the office and they want to know how we invest their money. And if they're looking for income, which I don't know many retirees that aren't, you know, one of my first questions is, what have you done with Social Security? Because we don't get, the Social Security Administration doesn't cut us a check to help people with those choices, but it does impact every other area of your financial life. You know, it's complicated.
Yeah, it really is. And that's why you need an analysis done. And, you know, here at Beacon, part of that 2020 retirement analysis is and starts with a free Social Security analysis. And we'd love to be able to help you get that in place and see what strategy might work best.
Well, and according to Forbes, 96% of Americans, which is not 100, but it's pretty close, 96% of people that claim their Social Security claim it at the wrong time, and that costs them a lot of money. How much? Well, for some people, it's tens of thousands, and for others, depending on your life expectancies, it can be even more than that. If it's $10 and I put into the Social Security system, I want that money. So it really doesn't matter how much it is, but I don't think I need to tell you this, that extra money could go a long way working for you versus working for the government.
And what we want to do is help you discover how you can get that money. And it starts, like Pete said, with a free Social Security analysis. So in this free analysis, we're going to use our software is basically going to calculate and show you a number of things. It's going to show you the exact timing that could help you get more income from your Social Security. It's going to show you how you could reduce or even avoid paying taxes on, as much as we've talked about this, 85% of those Social Security benefits. Plus, we're going to help you figure out how you can avoid some of these other trap doors, like doubling your Medicare premiums. And so if you've saved more than $200,000 or more for retirement this morning and have not yet filed for Social Security, be one of the first 10 callers this morning and asked to schedule time to come in and get your free Social Security analysis. That number is 615-619-1615. We've talked about it a lot on this show, how complicated Social Security really is. You don't want to go it alone. So avoid the risk of losing what could be tens of thousands of dollars that need to be where they rightfully are, and that's in your pocket. Let's help them stay in your pocket. So to get your free Social Security analysis, again, pick up the phone, give us a call this morning to schedule time to come in and review that. That number, 615-619-1615. Again, 615-619-1615.
Well, have you heard about the SECURE Act? There it is, SECURE Act. What you don't know could hurt you. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how that will impact most retirees in the Middle Tennessee area. So stick around. We're going to hit that when we come back.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
Well, it's been touted as one of the biggest wins for retirees in over 20 years. I'm talking about the long-awaited SECURE Act, and it's now officially a new law. But this new law isn't good news for everyone. For some people, it could pose some serious issues. Do you know how it impacts you? Do you know how it impacts your family?
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here in studio. Today, we're diving in, we're digging through, looking at four smart money moves in 2020 that could grow and protect your retirement savings. So coming up in our final segment this morning, we're going to look at the good, the bad, and the ugly of the new SECURE Act, plus how these latest changes with Social Security could impact you. So Pete, we dug into the new SECURE Act on the radio show last week. And of course, the SECURE is an acronym that means Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act of 2019. So we understand why they call it the SECURE Act, because that's a mouthful there. But we really dove in and looked at a lot of the different aspects. And there's a lot that went into this bill. And the Wall Street Journal called the bill, this is what they have to say about the bill. They said that Congress passed what could be considered the most significant changes to the nation's retirement system in more than a decade. And of course, the whole intent behind it, this is a move designed to help Americans save more. The fourth smart money move that we want to talk about this morning is to prepare for the 2020 retirement rule changes that really happened a lot in part due to the SECURE Act of 2019.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some good there. There's also some bad, and you need to know what they are and how they impact you. And certainly in this show, we're not going to be able to uncover every one of those. But some good news is that benefits are increasing for Social Security. There is a 2.8% increase on the cost of living adjustment. So that's good. I mean, it can mean several dollars for many of you that are already getting checks there. Also, there can be a higher monthly maximum payout. In other words, what's the maximum amount at full retirement that a person could get is going up by $150. So now it's $3,011. So, I mean, that can be good news for folks. And then the full retirement age will increase next year by 2 months. So instead of just 66 years, it's 66 and 8 months for persons born in 1959. Yeah. So it does, you know, push that a little bit further down before your full retirement age. Anyone born before 1954 or earlier does still have a full retirement age of 66. So keeping all of that in mind, they can be, for many people, you know, small positives for Social Security.
Right. John, I know we've talked about among the three of us, but there's a lot of stuff that people really need to figure out how to pay attention to here.
Well, there's a lot to pay attention to. There's things like the earnings cap rises. As it stands, once you surpass $132,900 in earnings, you no longer have to pay FICA taxes, which funds Social Security. That earnings cap is increasing to $137,700 next year. Anyone born in 1960 and later has a full retirement age now of 67. Mm-hmm. Is that you, Pete? That's me,
nope.
Not me.
So you're born still, 59.
Yeah. I just wanted to point that out. We're talking about birth ages and everything. Disability benefits increase. That's a good thing if that's part of your family. Well, predominantly or primarily a retirement pension program. Social Security also provides a monthly benefit to 8.4 million disabled workers, and it's about 1.6 million spouses and children of disabled workers. Those recipients are getting increase as well. So non-blind SSDI recipients can get a $40 monthly bump to $1,260, while blind SSDI beneficiaries can take home $70 more a month, which is about $2,110. So another change is early filers can earn more. Social Security recipients who take benefits early but keep working will be able to earn a little bit more in 2020. Filers who will not hit full retirement in 2020 are allowed to earn $18,240 a year. It's about $1,520 a month without any withholding. That's up about $50 from 2019. And after the $18,240, however, the SSA, the Social Security Administration, can withhold a dollar in benefits for every $2 you earn in income. That's pretty hefty. Filers who reach full retirement age in 2020 are allowed to earn $48,600, which is about $4,050 a month before any withholdings. And that's an increase of about $140 a month from 2019. And finally, the Social Security Administration after that will take a dollar for every $3 of earned income after that. So definitely a lot to consider, a lot of changes. Some good in there for some people and some bad and some things just to be aware for and, of course, to plan for.
Well, I think the, one of the points here is that there's a lot that was in this bill, a lot of things to keep up with. And we're not expecting you guys listening this morning to be jotting down all these figures and facts. But what you need to know is there were some changes that can impact you. So you need to be seeking out a professional. Go to a financial advisor, fiduciary, who can walk these things through with you and help you. And again, the SECURE Act, it was intended to strengthen the retirement across the country. I mean, part of this bill is working to address workers who don't have access to workplace retirement. You know, Pete, we talked last week, there's a stat out there that currently 40% of private sector workers do not have access to workplace retirement plan. That's kind of the thought, the motivation behind the SECURE Act is to really address that. And of course, one of the other things that this act did is it gives your small businesses tax incentives, some tax breaks while they set up automatic enrollment for retirement. So hopefully retirement savings, retirement planning got a boost from this bill, and time's going to tell. But Pete, there's a few other important factors that people need to understand when it comes to the SECURE Act. And one of these that the bill addresses has to do with the new RMD, required minimum distribution age.
Yeah, so we've all memorized for many, many years this weird age of 70 and a half. Well, now it's 72, age 72 that you have to, that year you have to start taking required minimum distribution. So that does give a couple more years for your money to grow. However, if you're looking at that tax-wise, then all it means is that you deferred the tax a little bit longer, and now you have to pay the tax from age 72 onward on a higher amount
of
money.
Right.
So it's like your debt grew by a couple of years. So you just need a very strong strategy for when and how you should take that. And then when it happens to IRAs inherited from other people, and many of you have large IRAs that someone's going to inherit at some point, there used to be lots of different options. You know, they could take it all at once and pay all the taxes then. They could stretch it out over 5 years. But what most people did, what most beneficiaries did, is stretch it out over their lifetime. Now all that money has to be emptied out of that account within 10 years. So Ben, think about this. Somebody has $1 million, they leave it to a child. That person, essentially, even though it's not a set tenth of the IRA each year, but essentially that would be like they've got to pull out $100,000 a year for 10 years. And that $100,000 is counted as additional income for them, which is going to significantly increase their taxable income.
Right. There's a lot of stuff that's gone into this bill, and we want to make sure that you're understanding exactly how it's going to impact you. And so we've created basically a free SECURE Act review where we look at your portfolio and then we filter it through what is these bills that the SECURE Act plays. We look at the details and we try to figure out what's going to be the best thing for you and, again, your portfolio to set you up to win here. So if you've saved more than $100,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to the show this morning at 615-619-1615. Again, the SECURE Act review, it's a free analysis. Again, there's no gimmicks here. There's no products for sale. There's no sales pitch. This is your chance to discover exactly how this almost brand new bill, this new SECURE Act, could impact you and what steps you can take to really protect yourself and take advantage of the benefits that are there. So call us this morning, 615-619-1615. That's 615-619-1615.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. Our time is up. We hope you had as much fun listening as we have sharing our thoughts with you. The end of the year is past us now. We're in the new year, and we'd love to talk to you. So feel free to call us anytime at 615-619-1615 to see how we can help you and your family.
So until next week, this has been Christie here with Pete Benson and John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember, peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered by Beacon Capital Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Any reference made to protection, safety, or lifetime income are generally related to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This show is for informational purposes. It should not be used for the basis of making investment decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet individual needs. Beacon is not affiliated with any other entities referenced in this broadcast. This radio show is a paid placement.